Welcome to ReChurch. I'm Marshall Fant, the Director of Church Consulting and Strategic Planning for Gospel Fellowship Association Missions. My purpose is to encourage pastors and church leaders as you refocus, renew, and revitalize your churches. We've established this podcast to offer practical tips and suggestions as you equip disciples to make disciples.
It's Marshall Fant. Welcome back to GFA Missions ReChurch. Appreciate everybody tuning in on whatever platform you're watching on or listening. We thank you for that and appreciate your input. I continually get from listeners, and thank you for your participation and giving ideas for different podcasts. If you have any ideas, you can be sure and email me at mfant@gfamissions.org. Love to hear from you, or any comments on any other podcast or anything way you can do to make this a better format for you. Please be sure and let us know. So today is kind of a, I'll call this an equipping podcast, okay? Some of them are informed that this is equipping. And we have two guests with us, Kelly Collier and Jim Holmes. So Jim, welcome. Kelly, welcome.
Thank you.
I'll first introduce Kelly. She's been on the podcast before. I think most of you know Kelly from her many years working with the Wilds. She and Matt also, they pastored in Brevard, North Carolina. And then the Wilds called Matt to come back to be the counselor. So Kelly, what, mother of three, is that right? Does I remember that right? And author, counselor, again, I call you an equipper and appreciate all the work you've done with the Wilds. In fact, I just read Kelly's article in the January 8th of the ACBC Journal. And it's very good, applying the four categories of suffering in counseling. So Kelly authored that. I just found it. It's just great. So thanks for God using your gifts, Kelly. Thank you.
Lord's been really kind. I'm glad to be able to share some of the resources we've developed here at the Wilds with the broader counseling world.
Yeah. And Jim, all right, Jim, you're new to the podcast. So welcome, Jim. It's with Shepherd's Press. So Jim, I know you've got a... Tell us a little bit how God has got you where you are, but your background is very interesting. So give our listeners a brief summary.
Right. Well, thank you, Morrison. Thanks, Kelly, for the fact that you invited me on with my non-American accent. And I'm proud to say, first of all, that I'm a Christian and then I'm an American.
Yeah.
And that's been a long journey, because you'll hear from the way that I speak that I'm not natively American in terms of having been born here, but I think for many, many years I've identified with the values of historic American people. And in fact, I was born in Kenya, in East Africa. I was born on a farm, literally on the equator. Mm. And I spent the first several years of my life in Kenya, and then in different parts ended up in South Africa. And as a teenager, in my mid to late teens, I heard the gospel for the first time. Oh. In a saving way, and that brought me to Christ. And I'm pleased to say that it's been all systems go ever since then, because when you're right with God, your life straightens out.
Yes.
And things go not necessarily easily, but they go according to the revealed will of God. And right. So from that point of view, my life has been started off in after attending school. I taught for some years. In fact, across culture in what was then segregated, apartheid South Africa. Mm. And I was the only white teacher in a black school, wow. Which was quite challenging. And I stayed there for several years. And because my convictions had always been that literature had been so helpful to me, that I should encourage literature with other people. And so I ended up starting an importing business, importing of books, distributing via mail order and discount, which became fairly successful over a few years. And then ended up around about the turn of the century moving to England, where I served a few publishers and was repeatedly being sent to the US to come and sell books in America. And that was so that culminated in the year 2010, where my wife and son, who was then 7 years of age, relocated here to the USA. And we now live in Greenville, South Carolina. And ever since then, I've continued my work in encouraging and facilitating literature. If Kelly is an equipper, I'm a facilitator.
That'll
help the audience to know that. So
yeah.
I love to connect people with resources and to help resources come and to achieve the full potential that God has given to them. And so my role in Shepherd Press is really to oversee the publications, to clarify, to sharpen the vision, and to help things to run smoothly.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, because Shepherd's Press puts out a lot of great material, so very appreciative of that. All right, so here's what we're going to talk about. There is a series the Wiles has come up with. It's called Lifeline for Teens. And what I want to go through the background, where this came from, how it's developed, the topics. It's many books, right? The focus of the Wiles has always been teens and youth, and so it's that. So it's dealing with the issues teens face today. And I think the way they say it can be troubling. The many books are written with those issues in mind. They tend to provide biblical counsel that connect directly with a teen's heart. And I think if you know the Wiles, if you've been to the Wiles, if you have any association with the Wiles, you know they go after the heart. Not just that they go to the heart. And so as we look at this, there are two places you can find this, okay? You can go to the Wiles website, and I'm sure Shepherd's Press website, and also the website called lifelineforteens.com. Okay, so you can look at this. But let's talk a little bit about this. So Kelly, why this series? All right, so give me a title. I mean, give me one of the book's title. It's called Why or What? Help.
It's the Help series.
Help series. And
Shepherd Press has a Help series for adults. And the Wiles was using those to train our staff. We were using them for staff training. Let's have all the staff read this booklet in the series, trying to use them with teenagers. And I just had this growing burden. We really just saw this blank in resources for something just straight to a teenager. Okay. So just a growing burden for being able to put something in language for teenagers that we could sit down and use with them. Directly to the teen, right. Not about a teen, but to
directly
the teen.
Directly to the, okay. So I think, all right, so part of the, again, let's back up. If you don't know the Wiles, you know, churches and individuals bring their children to the Wiles or teens to the Wiles, but they want to hand off the teen spiritual growth back to the church, right? And so part of this is equipping and sending home material with this. So Kelly, with this, you know, the series was created. But again, you mentioned a little bit, but, you know, if you know anything about the Wiles, it is a super busy place. All right. I mean, it's crazy busy. And so to take on a project like this, all right, so Kelly, I mean, tell us why you did it, and then you went, and I'll let Jim pick up why Shepherd's Press partners with you to put this out.
Well, I would say, first of all, that one of our core values at the Wiles is serving the local church. So over the last 25 years, as I've been conversing with sponsors and pastors and youth pastors and campers, parents even, we have just discovered that they're just asking for help. Teenagers are asking for help and their parents are asking for help. And we're really passionate about helping the next generation. They're inheriting an increasingly dark world. So we see about over 10,000 campers come through our door in the summer between the Wiles of North Carolina, the Wiles of New England. Then you add another 10,000 with camps abroad. And we're just able to see like the vast array of issues that teens are struggling with. And the problems that they're facing 25 years ago weren't quite as complex as they are today. And so you understand why there's such a plea for help. And so really, this is our answer to that call for help. We aren't the church, but it's a way that we can live out our values at the Wiles of loving young people and loving the church. We really pray that this series will bless the church by giving material that teens can receive help and those who disciple them. So not just for the teenager, but to be able to sit down as a disciple maker and walk beside a teenager and connect them to God and his word. Who is he for you in this struggle? What does he say to you in this struggle? Because he does have something to say to them. And so it's just really been, it's worth the cost, I would say, because it's our way of loving the church well and helping this next generation. Jim Newcomer, who serves as like my partner, we have two series editors for consulting editors for this series, and it would be Jim Newcomer and myself. So where I do a lot of the hands-on work, Jim is serving as our consultant for With each mini book, have we hit the counseling ethos correctly? Is our theology correct? You know, so he is serving in that really important role. But I remember him remarking to me years ago, just this idea that, you know, when you think about the adults that you're counseling, it's a little discouraging how many of them actually really change. So maybe, you know, I don't have a hard number for this, but maybe one out of every four really takes your counsel and implements it. You know, we're all a little bit older. I'm the youngest in this group, but it gets harder for us to change. Our wrong thinking gets more embedded. One author said the things that are true of us in our 20s, if we haven't worked on them, they become distilled over time. And I just keep thinking hopefully, like, what if we could change that trajectory? Meeting a kid in their, when their struggles are real, but they haven't yet been embedded for 25 years. What if we could change that trajectory and see three out of every four changing? Wouldn't that be cool? So that's our hopefulness behind this series. Took a little long on that. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. All right. So that's a little bit of why the Wiles did this series. All right. Now, Jim, let me come to you. All right. So obviously the Wiles is not a publishing company. I mean, they do publish music. I shouldn't say that. They do publish some things, but, you know, when Jim Newcomer, I know, started this and introduced this with Kelly to the Wiles, there needed to be a publishing arm involved, a faithful publisher that had a reputation that matches the Wiles on our core beliefs. And Shepherd's Press, boom, there you are. Okay, so Jim, from your perspective, why in the world would you take on, what do you see in this, and why would Shepherd's Press take this project on?
Yeah, thanks, Marsh. That's a great question. I think what we're seeing here is what I would call the providence of God and a kind of a confluence where there are two streams that are kind of flowing in the same direction that then come real close together. And so it is that, as Kelly mentioned, we had the Lifeline mini books, which had actually originated with a previous publisher back in England in about 2008, around about then. There's a big backstory, which I won't go into, but there was actually a publisher change from that original publisher to Shepherd Press. And that's where the American work began to become more significant. And then Kelly and Matt and others at the Wiles were using a little series that Shepherd Press had called Lifeline Mini Books. Originally by the previous publisher had been called Living in a Fallen World. And that name is important because the fallen world aspect of it suggests straight away that the issues that people face in a fallen world are sin and sorrow and suffering, sickness, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And so the original publisher used the word help always as the first word in the book. So the original vision was just to have books that would simply help people. And then we ended up with a consulting editor by the name of Paul Telchers, who I guess would be known to some of our audience. And Paul did such a great job to bring discipline and order and so on into the series, to the point that by the time the Wiles kind of heard about these, there were maybe between 30 and 40 books in print, and now about 55. And as Kelly was saying, there was felt the need to maybe not dumb down, but just to simplify the idiom a little bit and to make some of the content of those books a little more friendly to teens. Kelly, I think that's expressing it faithfully. You could clarify if not. And also to address some more specific issues that would be, shall we say, more common to teens or young people rather than to more mature people. And so it was that Kelly reached out to me a few years ago and had this idea. And that's really how the conversation started. And we prayed about it. They'd been praying about it. And it just seemed, as I was saying a moment ago, that this confluence in the providence and the sovereignty of God that brought us together, where we had these same passions, these same concerns, these same values. It was like almost a no-brainer. Well, what's to stop us? And we had a wonderful meeting at Bob Jones. I think it was maybe 3 years ago. Kelly, you're really better on dates than I am, where Kelly and Jim Newcomer, Paul Telchers, and I and one or two other people sat down together, and we just prayed about it in terms of how we could move this forward. Amen. And I think from there, the vision really, really crystallized into something that we were able to articulate a vision, a mission statement, and it was all systems run from there.
All right, so let's get a little further into what the – so that's kind of how all this happened. So let's go a bit further. And And Jim, you and Kelly, you know, just go back and forth on this. So the audience, again, they've never seen it. So, Jim, how would you describe the format? I mean, you described a little bit about the help, you know, the background. But the format and layout of each book, so it's a mini book. How many pages? I mean, what's the format of these things? And just briefly describe that for us.
Yeah, indeed, the word mini book is probably a good adjectival description because it is a small book. The original books that we did for adults were 10,000 words. The ones that we do for the teens are a little shorter. They're probably between 8,000 and 9,500 words, I think we've managed to squeeze in. But the main
How many pages for us non-authors? Yeah. How many pages is it?
Yeah, I'm coming to that because
okay, good.
But to pack that number of thousands of words into a very, very small format. So
yeah,
we're looking at a little book that is 4.25 inches wide by 7 inches tall.
All right.
So it's very, very unintimidating. It looks, even if you're not a reader, you can very easily read the book, which is one of the wonderful things about mini books. And so it is that if it would fit into a man's pocket or a lady's purse, that was the idea, to make something very much a little bit bigger than a tract, but certainly with a sense of non-intimidation.
Yeah, and so each teen book we're trying to keep smaller. And I just always go back in my mind to the night before Christ died on the cross. He's with his disciples and he is the source of all truth. And he says to them, there are things you need to know, but you can't bear it right now. And I think of that with our teen audience, like Christ limited the information to what they could bear. And so I'm praying a lot about these mini books, like, Lord, help us love our audience well and in humility, share with them the truth they need to know and know that there's more they could take, but they can't handle it right now. And so you're going to lead them into further truth later. And we just want to image Christ in that, giving them truth in a humble, loving way. What could they bear on this topic right now? So I think our mini books are the ones for the teens are 48 pages long, but they're small, you know?
Right.
And one of the things we've done intentionally is have a cover that is just not intimidating, like Jim mentioned. We don't want you embarrassed to pick this up. We're trying to be careful with our titles, that we're not shaming unintentionally with the title. So we're putting a lot of thought into that a teen could pick this up and it be not, we don't want it to be unnecessarily hard to do that.
All right, give us an example of a topic and then the name of the book.
Yeah, so for example, I just wrote on broken home. That's an experience that I came from. Mm-hmm. And so the title of the book, Help, My Family is Broken. And it's just a nice, unobtrusive cover, you know.
Sure.
And then I will mention this. Jim Newcomer likes to say it this way, so I'll borrow his talking point. But every teen book carries the DNA of the adult series. And Shepherd Press has worked really hard to build a reputation, if I can put it that way, in a godly way, of just like, when you pick up one of these books, you will find these elements in it. And so we're really being careful to carry that same DNA, though it's going to be on a little different level. We're not talking down to teens, but we want to relate to them. They're solidly scriptural. They're gospel-driven application. 4 chapters and a conclusion. Intro, 4 chapters, conclusion. But every chapter, we give an author guide, a very robust author guide to those who are writing for us, because we want to carry that DNA. Let's define the problem in the first chapter. Like, what will happen? This is worth your attention, teenager, because this is the depth of the problem that you're looking at, and it will do damage in your life if you don't pay attention. Mm. Number 2 is going to be presenting some sort of biblical solution. And we're really working hard to do that, careful about limiting the truth we give. So we're not smattering. We have the statements that an author makes have scriptural basis. So we're putting the scripture in, but we're not like jumping all over the Bible. We want one truth. A kid can walk away going, this is where I can go in the Bible. It's like, for me, I use Psalm 27. So I want you to know that Psalm. This is your tool for when you're struggling. You know, we're trying to give them one thing that they can cling to from the word. And then the 3rd chapter is going to be really relating the problem to the hope of the gospel and the relationship with Jesus Christ. And then the 4th chapter will always be a roadmap for the way forward. And I'll say more about that later, but I think it's really special to be able to know that this is a series you can pick up and know these are the kinds of elements I'm going to find in this, and it will provide solid, substantial help for whatever problem Amen. This teen is facing.
All right, Jim, back to you now. So would you just go through maybe an overview of the topics that are covered? I mean, I know we're going to give resources. So in the show notes, we'll put websites to where they can go to them. But while we've got our listeners and watchers, would you just kind of give us an overview of that, please?
Yeah, by all means. In fact, I do have one I can put in front of the camera if you like for
sure.
For those who may be watching. So this is the 48-page format that Kelly was describing.
Yeah.
In fact, this is one of the first ones we did by Jim Newcomer. And in terms, and just to underscore the thinness, just very, not a thick book at all. 48 pages, very, very easy to read and typographically very, very simple, not too many words on a page. So I would certainly say bite-sized.
Yeah, not intimidating at all.
Very, very succinct, very, very pleasing to use. In fact, adults, I think, appreciate them as much as teenagers do. But yeah, in terms, Marsh, to your question, in terms of the kinds of topics, I'll just read you some of them and Kelly may fill in the gaps. So obviously there's the one on forgiveness. A very early one that Kelly did was actually on doubt, help and doubting. And then one on loneliness, which I believe Matt, if I remember right, Matt was the author on that one, Help, I'm Lonely. And we have them on purity, on shame, I want to hide. Another one's called Help, I'm in Darkness. Yet another is called I'm Stressed Out. Then we did one on authority and so on. We have, I think, 19 altogether, counting the ones that are going to be off to the printers pretty soon. So the series has been very, very rapidly growing. Wow. And let me say, Marsh, and to you and to the readers, in terms of the divergence of topics, it's just wonderful how quickly the series is populating and just how many, if I could use somebody has an itch and it needs to be scratched. Yeah. There are lots of itches out there that are getting ready to be scratched by these books.
Yeah. Can I jump in and say one Absolutely. Other thing about Sure. the trajectory of the series or the topics covered? This was Jim Newcomer's brainchild, and I think it's so cool. We actually have three trajectories within the Lifeline mini books for teens. And that would be the way back. We're calling it the way back. So maybe a teen is caught in something difficult and needs a way out. So a good number of our mini books are in that category. That would be things like Help, I'm in Darkness. I need a way out of this. But then also we have a whole trajectory. So if you looked at our topic guide, our topic brainstorm list, I would say we have like 20 in that category right now. And we're adding to it all the time as we talk to people, as talk to teenagers. I love to ask teenagers, hey, what are the biggest things that kids in your school are talking about and going through? So we're brainstorming a lot. But so you have the way back from a problem, but you also have the way forward. So we have a lot of topics that are just prescribing a positive trajectory, like Zach's mini book, Help, How Can I Stay Pure? Or How Can I Be a Good Friend is one that someone is writing right now. So it's not that I'm in a problem. I want to know how to live right. And part of my heart in that is that you can talk to kids about the mud and all the bad, but man, if you set before them the beauty of life in Christ, I won't be in the mud. So we want to have books that are just positive in nature for like, run after this. It's so good. And then our third trajectory is the way of life in Christ. So it's books that that are really just about being a disciple of Jesus. So that would be Zach Sparkman's mini book, Help, I Want to Know the Bible. And we're trying to fill that one out too, like on God's will and prayer. So we don't have a lot in that category yet, but we have a lot of ideas.
Great. All right, so back to Jim. So Jim, as a, I mean, this is your world is equipping, you know, providing equipping material for the believers and for the church. So I want to make sure. I mean, I think it's kind of a no brainer. Okay, but our audience would not only be teens, right? But it would be also youth pastors.
Yeah, we're seeing certainly feedback from a range of people. But as you say, Marsh, teens and those who minister to them. And this is a key thing for us to be equipping people to be able to give answers and resources to an audience that really desperately needs it. And the very fact that Friends Out at the Wilds are dealing with so many people from so many different backgrounds, puts us right in touch with what the issues are. I mean, we could not have asked for a better ministry to be able to be right in touch with those issues and then to be able to minister relevantly, not only relevantly, but faithfully according to the word of God to people from all those walks of life.
Yeah, so I think I have the privilege to go to the Wilds a good bit, and I just saw outside a parent I didn't want to get close enough to be intrude and say, what book are you reading? Okay, but she had one. And you almost could understand, okay, this is a mom or somebody, and she's gaining hope and understanding of how to serve Christ by helping this youth. But so I want to encourage the adults, okay, this is written, the target audience would be teens, but it's also all those that serve teens.
And Marsh, I would just love to say to whatever women are out there, I serve in our local pregnancy center as a biblical counselor here in Brevard. Mm. And I use these all the time with women. They don't choke on the teen word, you know, and they're not dumbed down. So, but they're on a level that a lot of people can take. So I'm using these things. And I found that churches are saying, you know, we're going to do this with our whole youth group, maybe one of the positive trajectory ones. You know, we're going to do this as a youth group for the next month. We're going to work on one chapter a week, you know. A lot of people are using them on one-on-one discipleship like I do in our pregnancy center. But I've also heard about a church that they are just offering once a month, they're offering a new mini book to their teenagers. Hey, this one is in the lobby. Pick it up if you want it. And they're taking them. So I think there's so many ways that you could use these resources. I want to mention one more thing, just piggybacking on what you said about reading them for learning what a teen is thinking and going through.
Right. Yeah.
One of our newest ones that just getting edited this week is called Help, I'm Losing My Faith in God. And it's on deconstruction, and it's written in just such a powerful way. I learned so much. I just can't wait to share it. I can't wait to get it in people's hands. But as a parent, to be able to read that and go, okay, these are the things that I didn't even think about that, you know? It's so good. So I think a resource for adults as well.
All right.
I want to underscore, if I may, to add to that as well there, Marsh. And what Kelly's saying there, I find them wonderfully relatable. I used the word relevant earlier on. I'm using the word relatable now. So I'm a mature man. And when I read something that's written for a teen, I might expect it to seem maybe a little teenish. And yet I must say that I found each time I've read one and I'm close with them because being involved in the overseeing of the production of them, I've been blessed with every single one that I read. And I think that's a wonderful testimony to just how well-rounded they are in terms of the way they're written. So while I may be a mature man, I can still see how these are going to be teeny and trendy, but not in the negative sense. There's not any sense of here's something that's being talking down to a teen. There's none of that. It's just very, very, I find it very, very easy to read. It's a credit to the preparation and the editing that's been done.
Yeah, and the guide that you're provided. I mean, the framework or to keep the DNA where it needs to be. All right, so Kelly, let me ask you this, and Jim, you can come in as well. So in our world, we tend to put confidence in certain people we know, if I can put it that way. So Kelly, some of the authors, I mean, you're one of the authors, Matt Collier's authored, Zach Sparkman, I heard Zach's name come up, Jim Newcomer. Who are some of the other authors of that people will see in this series?
Well, we have mostly tried to stay with people who are either working with teens or have had a background in that.
Sure.
Some of our authors are going to be a little bit older because they're in the biblical counseling world, but we are looking for authors who are ACBC certified or have an ACBC mindset, you know, the mindset of sufficiency of scripture. And so some of the other authors that are coming up this year would be Ernie Baker.
Yeah.
Kelly Dean is the one writing on friendship. Jim Neuheiser is writing for us right now. And I'm afraid I'm going to say his name incorrectly, but Tom Sugimura is the one who wrote on deconstruction. Yeah. And then a wonderful new friend that I have now is the one who did the book on anger, Rachel Coyle. and she's a very good author, and she's getting ready to write another book. Gracie Nelson is a teacher out in the Midwest, and she's ACPC certified, and we're just gaining all these friends, you know, all these good. New friends, but we really are trying to be careful that we're making sure that we have people who, when somebody comes to us and asks to write, we now have a good system to be able to go and say, okay, let's stop and think, what are the things that God has put in you, that you God allowed in your life in the past that you went through as a teenager that you're now able to use in ministry yeah. with young people? Where are you seeing fruit yeah. in that? So that's some of where I think the Lord's helping us guard the tone of the series, because you're not just writing about something, you're right. literally writing about what you walked through, and I'm walking beside you. So I'm not just coming as a counselor telling you, here's the truth. Like Ernie Baker's story, when his book, Help, I'm Bitter, comes out, he tells the story, and it's so compelling of when he was yeah. a teenager, and you just enter into it and you're like, wow, that would be really hard. And look at the grace God gave you, and I can have that grace too.
Amen. Jim, you want to piggyback on that? Anything else to add?
I would just underscore the word relatable. And I think, Kelly, your own testimony in The Broken Family, one where you record your journal and just give excerpts from what it was like to be growing up in conditions of brokenness, that has to be relatable to a teen
yes.
under those circumstances.
Yeah, and let me say, if any of the authors are listening, I don't know, I can't even remember what airport I was in. I think I was in Phoenix late one Sunday night, and in walks Jim Neuheiser. He didn't know me, but we have used his materials, and I just sat down and thanked him. And he had no idea, but what I'm saying is I want to encourage the authors. You just don't know how many people that God will take. It's been vetted. It's been read. It's been Shepherd's Press approved. They're putting it out. So to all those who go through this process of publishing books, thank you. You know, you just don't know how people are using it. So just a thanks to Jim, you and Kelly, and all those that are authoring these books. Or a couple other things. So,
Marsh, can I interrupt you and say
one thing
quick?
Sure.
Yeah, I just have this picture of this summer walking down the steps to the activity center where we have our main services at night.
And at the Wilds.
At the Wilds. Yeah. And it's just so sweet. There's a bunch of kids out being helped by a counselor. Yeah. They're talking through things. And I ran upstairs to grab some mini books because I had counselors come and say, can I have this one, you know?
Yeah.
And I took a picture and sent it to Jim Newcomer. Like, I just wish Amen. You could see, and to the authors too, I wish you could see Amen. God is using this. He's giving hope and help, and it is a lot of work, but it's worth it. And yeah. it's so special. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. No, thanks to you and Jim for doing all this. All right. So my next question would be this. All right. So I know why this is unique, and I think if anybody's been listening to this podcast, they got why it's unique. But any other comments on that, Jim, of the uniqueness of this series?
I'd like just to read you, if I may, the short description that we post online, that the Lifeline mini books for teens address current issues with clear, biblical, practical application, bringing the scriptures to bear in a relevant way for both teens and those ministering to them.
Amen.
Or if you wonder that in one line, straight talk to the teen's heart.
Amen.
Yeah. One of the things I think that makes this series unique from anything else that's out there is the willingness of Shepherd Press to hear my plea to put resources on a website that connect to every mini book. So when you look at the end of a mini book, it's going to give you a QR code. And it's going to say, if you want more help, if you want to go deeper into God's word, like we gave you a start, but God's word is what's going Amen. To change your life.
Yeah.
So it takes you to the website, and every book is paired with resources, just personal growth studies, Bible studies, you know, Amen. Things that you can work through. So if I wanted to be like, oh, I don't know how to handle that, maybe I need to study that deeper, I'm going to go click and print, and I can go do that with my trusted adult. And every book makes an appeal. Hey, don't read this book alone. Find a trusted adult to talk with this about. So we're really trying to set the stage for discipleship. And somebody counted the other day, we have over 100 free resources online. And those are counseling resources. So again, I use a lot of those in ministry with adult women. And I just want to say to every listener, this there for you. This is our heart, magnanimously, genuinely. Mm. We just want to share it. We're not trying to make money. We just want you to be able to help people. So go to that you don't even have to buy a book. Just go use them, you know, explore what's there and please be blessed by it.
Yeah, indeed. To what Kelly said there. And I like to think of those being accessories. There are multiple accessories for each of the mini books. And they're there, as Kelly said, for free. Yeah. Reminds me of the words of the Lord Jesus. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen. They're the portal for you to get what is being freely given.
Well, thanks for that. And, I just think back to the years ago as we entered the disciple-making world. And Adam's little booklets on what to do when you're angry or what to do in your prayer, that was about all that was there. And I don't know how many times we would sit down with somebody and just talk through that. And I think this is that same thing for teens. I mean, this is that same platform for discussion and discipleship. So thank you for that. All right, so let's get to this. So churches, individuals, can you order? So two questions. I know this is, it's always growing. Okay, so it's an ongoing process of adding titles, right, Kelly? Isn't that what you're telling me, Jim? So I can order individual titles, right, off the website?
Yep, you can order individual titles. You can order batches. You could order a set.
All right, stop right there. Set. All right, that's where I was going. All right, so if I wanted a set, I can order like is it a predetermined set, Jim, you've already got ready to go?
Yeah, the website offers a couple of different options. Okay. But if the website does not give what a person exactly needs, then we'll work with that person
now, which website are you referring to?
So that'll be a Shepherd Press website, which is www.shepherdpress.com.
Okay. All right. So shepherdspress.com would be where you could go to order these. And if you're at the Wilds, right, Kelly, these are in the bookstore?
Yes. Yep. And the Wilds online store, you can sometimes we'll run sales and specials as well. We're not at all trying to compete with Shepherd Press, but I also want to just tell our international audience, there are eBooks available. And of course, you can go to Amazon. We'd love for you to rather go to Shepherd Press or the Wilds, but the eBooks are available too. So you don't have to do shipping. You can just get it in that format.
Is that true for all the books?
Yes.
Wow. Thanks, Jim. this is fascinating. All right. So one more question, then I'll give you closing comments. I appreciate your time again. So, to give an audience, all right, I know this question may not even be reasonable, but if I said, okay, I need a place to start. I want to just order three titles. Okay, what would be three of the best sellers or four? I just need to get my toes wet in this.
Yeah, that's a real interesting question to ask. I'm going to say that, and like this is a bit of a moving target. How do you hit a moving target when you're moving as well? But I would say, Kelly, I've been amazed just with the Manly Man book. That's moving on, but we're already almost about to reprint on that.
What is that? What's the title of it?
Help, I Want to Be a Manly Man by Andrew Nocelli.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's not even been out a month yet, and the Lord is really blessing that. I think of God's providence.
So Andy Nocelli wrote it?
Yes. But when we approached him about writing this book, he chose to write on biblical manhood, and that was before any of this stuff was happening in the culture, and it has come out it's just amazing. It is astonishing how quickly that one is going.
Yeah, because he wrote a book on the conscience, which is really very helpful. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jim. I interrupted you right in the middle of it. Okay, go ahead. So the book on manhood.
When I read that, I thought, hey, I wish I would have had this book when I was growing up, or even my son, if it had been available like 5 or 10 years earlier, I would have made sure that he would have read it. I think also the one on loneliness, Kelly, that looks like pretty strong.
Yes.
And so we're thankful for that. And then sadly, but noticeably, I Want to Stay Pure.
Mm.
So kids, teens are struggling with purity. And
absolutely.
Here again is a resource that, again, is addressing the need.
Right.
And obviously, those numbers can move around. You asked me the same question in a year's time. Those are the top three, I would say.
Yeah, but if a listener hears this and they're not familiar with the Wilds and not familiar with Shepherd Press, they may be vaguely familiar with ACBC, but they're looking for something for teens, and hopefully the algorithms will take their search to this podcast. So I just wanted to, you know, what would be just to get their toes wet is what I was saying. Definitely. So Jim, thank you.
I would
for
have
that.
To say that probably the one I use the most in counseling is Help I Want to Forgive or Help I Need to Forgive by Jim Newcomer. Okay. It is, it's the one I just can't keep stocked. So,
You know, and I know when we do family conferences, you preach a message on forgiveness, it is the most well-received because we live in a fractured world with fractured relationships. And I've forgotten how Jim said it well, the fallen world, or however he worded it in the beginning. Okay, so I'll give closing comments. I'll let the ladies go first, or the lady go first. So, Kelly, closing comments for us.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for highlighting this series and giving us a chance to share about it. And I just want, again, to just express, we love the church and we want to help. And we love this next generation. You think about a third of the world's population is under the age of 18. This is why we're doing camps abroad. It's why we're doing the wilds. We just want to see this next generation loving Jesus, living life in him, walking in God's wisdom. And so we're just trying to help you be able to do that better.
Amen. All right, Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to borrow something from John Street. John has been an encourager to us and he's endorsed the series. He says these mini books will show you not only the sufficiency of the Bible, but also its relevance for the problems youth face today. Wow. So there we are. We have the Bible, its relevance and its sufficiency. God's word has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. How is that? Through our knowledge of him who called us. That's when we know Christ, when we know the Bible. That's when things begin to come together. And I'm just thankful for the partnership that we at Shepherd Press have with the Wilds and with all the other people connected, ACBC and many, many other friends, people who identify with us, who encourage us. And we've got a good work to do. We want to keep doing it to the best of our ability and to the glory of God.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Good way to end it. So Kelly Collier, Jim Holmes, thank you. Again, you can order these books either at Shepherd's Press or the Wilds Bookstore. Or if you need, and then, again, don't forget the ebooks for those who are listening abroad, our missionaries that tune into this. Be sure you can go to the, you get the ebook on that and you have it immediately. So again, thank you. So Jim, Kelly, thank you. Appreciate your ministry so much. Appreciate Shepherd's Press. Jim, it's first great to meet you and put a face with Shepherd's Press. And it's also, of course, Kelly, we love you and Matt. We love the Wilds and it's just a privilege to partner with you in this.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to you both. All right, if you got any questions for me, you can email me, mfant@gfamissions.org. You can reach out to me at the office. I'll be happy to return a phone call. We will be putting in the show notes the links to what Kelly and Jim were talking about. Of course, you don't really need that. You can just go and Google it. It'll take you right to it. So I may not put them in the show notes. I may take that back. All right, so just Google it and find out. So Kelly and Jim, thank you so much for being with us.
You're listening to ReChurch, a podcast of Gospel Fellowship Association Missions. If you would like more information about our ministry or how we may assist you and your church, visit us at gfamissions.org/consulting.